Nada surreal, nada surreal, nada surreal.
Hold on, check me.
Nada surreal, nada surreal.
When you have a piece of bread, maybe you'll calm down a little.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Now That's a Read with your host Vanessa
and your co-host Kaya Muck.
We're back with this is our first ever time recapping The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Come on.
And it's a new season.
New.
So just be excited because this is my favourite, one of my favourite franchises.
That's right.
And we've got a lot to say.
What's been happening? Because we just have to say what's been happening.
Oh, what, in life?
Yeah, you just got to tell me. We've been talking about weddings a lot.
Yeah.
So what wedding was you just talking about?
My friend's getting married in a couple of weeks and I was just thinking
about... Not that friend. Our friend's going to a hen.
Oh, our friend's going to a hen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive, but let's leave it there. Let's leave that there.
Wow. I love weddings.
Me too.
You don't want to get married though.
I'm not that bothered about it.
You want to elope?
Oh yeah, I'm not going to have like 500 people.
Absolutely. Yeah, but do you know people. 500 people?
It adds up. I don't think I do, but I think that
between you and your husband and the aunties they want to come,
it would add up. So I'd just elope and deal with the consequences after.
But will you not have a party?
I come back and have a dinner with my friends, yeah, but then I could have had the wedding then, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have had the wedding then.
No, a dinner with your friends, but like your friends, so the people that you would invite to your birthday in your mum's house.
Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be nice. Yeah, and then your partner's friends as well.
So that would be mum's house.
That would be 30.
50.
50 people, yeah. A really nice long table dinner.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm excited.
Come find me.
What should I wear? I saw a really nice setup.
There's no husband. Oh, okay. There's no fiance. Right. So don't ask me what you should wear. You've got a...
How should I do my hair?
There is no event.
Mm-hmm.
There's no event. I was thinking about Ghana the other day. I was thinking about going. I don't know why it was in my head. I think I saw someone's like brunch or maybe I was thinking about Kendrick Lamar being there. I don't know. And I was just like, if I got married in Ghana, I wouldn't elope.
Oh, yeah. Why do you need to?
I would just... No, I mean, if I was in Ghana, I wouldn't feel like I couldn't have a wedding. I would just be like, yeah, I'm having a wedding.
But because here, everyone will turn up. What? Because it's hot. Why?
I don't know. I think to me, it just seems easier.
It's not, sis.
I feel like there are more venues. There's like, it's hot 365
Yeah, but you've got to think, exactly, it's hot. So how can I keep my guests cool?
Yeah, but you weren't dying any time you went out in Ghana.
Listen, when my sister got married in Ghana, there was a particular peak.
Moment, okay, that you
were really like, okay. I was like, rah, I'm dripping.
Really?
Yeah. I think that was probably at like, it's weird, actually. I think it was probably between 5 and 6 p.m.
That's a weird time to be that hot. It's usually like 1, 12,
the wedding, I can't remember exactly. I think it started at 3 p.m. Mm. And then we did the ceremony, beautiful, whatever. And then there was just a particular... I remember the light. And I was like, rah. It was like maybe 10 minutes before it was actually dark.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But everyone must have been hot. And everyone, we were and still dancing managed. And yeah, doing it, whatever. Exactly. But it was very hot at that time. But yeah, what a beautiful wedding.
I just feel like
the venue would be easier to find.
Do you remember that?
That's across the street from Ali Bar, and we was like, that would be really nice.
That's what we're saying. That would be really nice. And we're just, I feel like just it would just it be easy. But here, like, your friend's driving an hour. It's in Cheltenham. It's in the, like,
exactly.
And you get there, you're like, so am I sleeping here? Like, how am I? I need to get home.
Right.
Who's driving?
Right. Well, did I Ghana, drink? You're just like, getting your car. Exactly. Oh, it's a half an hour drive in traffic.
I think that I would just be like, yeah.
Anyway, all that's glitter is not gold. Maybe you're right. But also, I don't think I want, in fact, I don't want to get married here.
No.
The only thing that would keep me from getting married is my husband really wants to get married here.
And that would just be if, like, other guests that you want to invite cannot make it.
Exactly.
But you could do your registry office here.
Right.
And then have the dinner that I've just said to you.
That dinner sounds fabulous. I can't wait. I
haven't told you about any food or anything. I know,
but it just sounds so good because I'm thinking of your friends and us having a little giggle.
Yeah, it would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
God, I love everyone. I just love having a good time.
Me too. I have to say, I was walking down the road the other day and I was like, you know, I've had really fun year so far. But besides like work stress, forget that. But like
with between January till May.
Yeah, with like friends. Yeah, with friends, I've had a lot of fun. So let's say coming back from Ghana, we had a really good time.
Mm.
And that was January. Oh,
God, that was January.
Exactly.
For me, the year didn't start till we arrived back
in, right, which you came back in April.
Oh my God, the other day I saw my friend and she was like, oh, you were in Ghana. She wasn't there. And she was like, yeah, one of our friends went to Ghana when we went and hasn't come back.
She's not ever coming back. She's
like, yeah, she quit her job the other day. I was like, wow. She's like, yeah, she's quit. She's just there.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. And then I got home. I was like, I need to message her, but I forgot. But yeah,
this message her today,
to be like, what?
Shall we go?
Yes. What are you doing? What she's a smart doing? Person. And we didn't even see her out, so she's not even...
She's just chilling.
It's not like she was like,
actually, you're saying that as well. My sister, she travelled outside. I can't remember exactly what the name was, but it was outside of Accra. And she said her friend's family have a family home, wherever that was. And she's like in like TV and does lots of artsy, creative things. I was like, I wonder why she lives there. She's like, just because she's... done Accra, she can do her work from where she is, and she's living in a beautiful home. That is the kind of life that I want.
Me too. But all of this is dependent on how you view money.
100%. But she's making money and she's enjoying.
Yeah, but you could do it I always think if
I can live anywhere. If I had money, I could live anywhere. Exactly. 100%.
But I have money. So it's how you view money.
You're trying to be a billionaire.
I'm not trying to be a billionaire. It's not going to happen. But it's how you view money. Because I could definitely now...
go and do that.
Yeah.
And then I can go and work with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. But then I'm like, maybe I need to...
Maybe you don't. Maybe you need to chill.
Exactly. Maybe I don't.
Well, you need to text that girl then and see how she's getting on.
We already know Ghana. People... look like they're getting on
and they're suffering. But I was having this conversation today,
but actually,
with my friend, I was like, all that glitters ain't gold, baby. And she's like, oh, really? I was like, yes, girl.
You don't even know.
Right. She's talking about the cost of living going up here. And she goes, but meanwhile, in Ghana, I said, girl, there's no meanwhile. They'd be chilling. They'd be looking like they're chilling, but they're suffering. Yeah. And they have to do, come to Ghana, come to the UK, make more money, go back to Ghana. Maybe that's what we should do.
But you just got to find a job that allows you to do that.
And then I said to her, you know, in Ghana, if you pay rent, you have to pay in a year.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's not. Yeah. Who's got a year's of rent just chilling like that?
Exactly.
And she was like, oh, right. I was like, yeah, so don't, just because it looks nice on the Instagram.
Oh, that glitters ain't gold.
Baby.
Sometimes it's like you're polishing a turd.
Literally. Ain't gonna shine, baby.
Yeah, so I don't know. Just do what you feel like you're meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. Because I think if it was, I mean, we both have resources.
We're chilling. We could go and live in Ghana
now, but there's a reason why we haven't. So,
yeah, we can't.
Yeah. Because if you could, you would.
I mean, I need to make money.
There you go. So, we've come for real full circle moment.
I could live there for months, though, but then I'd have to come back and get a job.
But it's not even like that's a cheap place as well.
What, Ghana? Yeah, it isn't. It's not. I also think that time of the year is particularly expensive.
Yeah, that is particularly expensive.
That was just like living here. It was like being here.
Even more, because you would never go out that much here.
Ever.
So it was
and
even...
get that amount of cabs? Are you kidding me?
Disgusting.
What? A friend would drive or do you know what I mean? Yeah. We would make it. I wouldn't go to the beach casually.
Yeah. So...
And you didn't even go to the beach.
I didn't even go.
Charlie, we was lucky. Me and our friend, who'd come, we met someone. They dropped us back to town because... without spending money on cabs is ridiculous, bro.
So actually, it's not easy.
It's not. And he had two cars. He had a good job as well. These people are enjoying Papa.
Some people are, but like we've just said.
Oh, that glitters ain't gold, baby. Yeah. Episode 1 of Beverly Hills.
No, all that glitters is gold. It's looking sweet there.
Wow.
I would love to be there.
Every time I watch Housewives, I'm like, how can I become one?
They've all married rich.
Did Garcelle marry? Yeah, her husband. But she's an actor anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens in this episode?
This episode is really sad because we've got Dorit's armed robbery.
Right.
Well, first, it's the first
episode of the season, season 12.
I don't, okay, 12.
Yeah.
They're all back from last season. 13. No one got the chop. So
Erica should have.
Don't even get me started on that lady. So, yeah, they're all back.
Gosh, she's so annoying.
We just do like a little catch up with everyone, see what's going on. But it starts with Dorit's breaking, which is really sad. But
yeah, listen, the Bravo editors are doing fantastic.
They're doing a lot.
Did you see?
But I don't like the, I should have said this on the previous one, I don't like the editing on
Atlanta.
It's too much for
me. It's too gimmicky.
Yeah.
Too like jokey. Yeah, yeah. This one, they were trying to do a movie.
Mm.
Did you see how they were panning out of Dorit through the car?
Yeah.
I'm watching the film. On.
Yeah. So the episode starts with security footage from Dorit's house.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing the break-in.
Yep.
But then the voiceover has Dorit on it saying that she thought she was going to die. And then they do a flashback where we see Kyle and Mo.
Maurizio.
My boyfriend.
I fancy him bad.
So, me too.
Wow.
Especially because he just doesn't care. He's
so chill, so kind, so funny.
We'll get to this, but when Erica's like, you hurt my feelings.
And he's like, did I?
Like, yes, tell her.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what
it is.
He
didn't even know what she was talking
about. Yeah, because he's not thinking about it. He's thinking about his millionaire.
Exactly. I want to live in real estate
lifestyle.
Although Kyle is not my favourite, I would either want to be
have a nice
her
life.
Or be one of her daughters.
They have a really, really, nice life. And then we'll talk about that in a minute as well. Okay, yeah, so they have the Kyle and Maurizio. What are they doing? Just chilling.
Yeah, they get Paris. Obviously, reminder that Paris Hilton is her niece. Paris Hilton's wedding invitation.
Oh, I love Paris. I'm so happy.
Me too.
Congrats, boo. Lisa Rinna and Erica.
Oh, they're so annoying.
Where are they? In whose house?
They're at Erica's house. Oh, so annoying.
Her friendship just seems weird
as well.
It's
just weird and fake and they're
bitchy.
Just like,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Crystal's
at home. Crystal's face is perfect.
Crystal's so gorgeous.
Her
she's
lips,
like a teddy bear.
Yeah,
I love that shape face.
Yeah, she's her lips are just like a purse.
Yeah, really lovely.
Yeah, she's at home with Garcelle and Sutton.
Crystal's at
home. No, she's at home. Yeah. Garcelle and Sutton are in Miami for Garcelle's Haitian charity.
Yeah, they're living it up.
Wow, and she meets up with her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I like this friendship.
Me too. I love it because it seems genuine.
Yeah, proper. Yeah. Like authentic.
Yeah. And you can tell they
just like, sis, come to Miami with me. Oh, I'm coming. Yeah. And they enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
And yeah. Not Erica and Rinna sitting there bitching
horrible.
And witching and snitching.
awful ladies.
Mm.
Dorit is leaving London at this point.
Jackie.
PK. Jackie, Baba,
my love,
Jackie, PK,
come on, Baba,
Jackie,
come on, my love,
Jackie.
The kids are cute though,
very cute.
And Portia,
she's a big girl.
That listen, Kyle said that was one of the best times of her life.
I looked
at it and I was like, this looks fantastic.
Okay, so
and Portia had a fantastic. Her mouth was just open, smiling.
So then, would that obviously cost 15k as well or 20?
Okay, fine.
But why did that look like it cost money?
Exactly. Whereas
Brooklyn's third
birthday looked like it was in a shop at the top of the road.
You love the top of the road. Everything is happening. You at the top of this road
because things be happening at the top of the road. It did look like a top of, it looked like a restaurant.
It looked like anywhere.
It looked like a restaurant.
Yeah,
right?
It could have been anywhere
because we didn't see like beautiful set. Did you see a setup?
There was like some pink and grey in the sky.
Okay.
Okay, that was it.
Maybe the Mali value in Beverly Hills is different in Atlanta.
Maybe.
Because, yeah, they look like they had a great time. The pictures are great. Porsche's grown so lovely. Oh, little Porsche. She used to be a baby.
I know. Remember, she was one.
Yeah.
When it started, and she's
a little
big
chubby
13,
face.
Yeah. Big 13.
I love that for her. Yeah. Yeah. And then Sutton and Lisa. What else happening there? Sutton was on, guess.
Yeah, so
what's happening?
Was on
like,
Watch What Happens.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Watch What Happens. Did we get that here?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
I feel like everyone knows, though, when you go and watch What Happens live, you have to be a bit
shady.
That's the whole point of it. You're not coming to do
The questions that Andy asks them
are shady questions, exactly. And so he wants a shady answer. Exactly. Like, we so know that. Prepared. So everyone that goes on it should just expect that someone's going to chat shit about you.
Exactly. And Sutton also, did. She's triggered because it's true.
Exactly. She was like, "Oh," watching it. Exactly. So basically, she said that a couple years ago, she invited Harry and Lisa out to Elton John
party or foundation.
And Lisa didn't say thank you in return. And obviously, she was saying that if you watched the last season, that basically Lisa was upset that Garcelle didn't thank her for giving her the sauce, even though she thanked her when she was there. It's fucking sauce, bro. I thanked you when you gave it to me. Should I thank you again? It's sauce. The birthday party, fine. The birthday get together.
So what, she's saying Garcelle didn't say thank
you? She said she said thank you while she was there, but she didn't send her a text message saying thank you after.
Okay.
I think you need to thank for the birthday. Thanks for everything. The sauce is just sauce.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And like, if I'm driving past your house right now and I drop you, oh, Kai, I made this, just dropped it for you.
Yeah, that's kind.
I don't need you to text me tomorrow and be like, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
You said it when you, oh, thank you, babes. Yeah. I really appreciate that. It's just sauce. But the birthday party, fine. And it wasn't really a birthday party, just to get together, which the producers probably told her to do.
Exactly, because so if this was not being filmed, would you?
You would have done it for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then, yeah. So Lisa was upset and she was triggered by that.
She's so annoying to me. I don't like her sunglasses.
She needs to leave. And her hair.
Yes. It's time for a new do.
Yeah, sorry. She said her hairstyle's iconic.
It is.
It is iconic, but not in a good way.
Exactly. So
doesn't mean it's iconic in a good way. So sis, let's go. Yeah, but Sutton didn't care.
Sutton didn't care.
But she did that. Or did she? Did she say, oh no, she did. She said, oh, shouldn't have said it, but oh well.
Yeah,
but
she's defending her friend. We know,
yeah, her sis, who she goes to fly to Miami with. Exactly. You got sitting there, anyway. Sutton goes to visit Crystal and you see Crystal's new basement. Is this the same basement where she's going to make the golf?
$50,000, yeah.
To raise...
Yeah.
Are you sick?
They're really rich.
Even though. Kyle was like, I'm not even doing that. And they've got money. Kyle was like, you better bend down.
Yeah.
Agree.
Exactly.
So you can have a swing at something you pay once every 6 weeks.
27 grand bag or 30, like the bag.
95K was the bag. Yeah, but she said her friend gifted it to her.
Her friend gifted her 95,000.
And then Carl said she couldn't stop looking at the bag. She's like, sorry, I'm not hearing anything you're saying. I'm just looking at your, is it a Birkin?
Yeah. £95,000.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know
people have money. Yeah. How many lives you could save with that 95K?
People could eat with that 95K.
Wow.
We're saying this as people who don't have 95K to spend on a bag, but maybe when we do, you'll forget that people could chop.
I will never spend that. I promise you.
Well, I know for certain.
I will never spend 95K.
I complained to you the other day about £30.
So thank you. I will never spend 95K. There's so much I can do with that money. So much. Personally, for myself and for other people, there's no point. I'm sure these people give to charity, so they're just like, yeah, I do my charity monthly, blah, blah, blah.
Do you know still how rich you have to be to spend £95,000, dollars on a bag?
Yeah, which is what, $70, let's say, £80,000.
That is so many house deposits. Or maybe that's 80. A 10% deposit on an
£800,000. Maybe 77K, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a deposit on a very nice house.
Oh my god! When people, I saw that, I looked at it and I was like, "This is
the
crazy."
The average person doesn't make that in a year.
Like, you just bought a bag.
Loads of people.
You just bought a bag.
Yeah, that's rich, rich.
You're right. So these two are friends now, which is nice. So they bonded over baseball.
Yeah,
but they did say that they're probably more similar than they would have known. So that's clear. And then they're talking about dating because Sutton's ex, Michael, broke up with her on Valentine's Day. Men are weird.
That's rude. He broke up on Valentine's Day.
She said, we had a beautiful Valentine's Day weekend and he broke up with me
so
whilst he was away.
So the whole weekend he was like,
why do they do that? I was talking to a friend of mine and they was just like, oh yeah, went for a meal and then I was going to be like, oh yeah, let's call it quits. And the girl was like, why did you bring me here?
Yeah.
And why? I think men know. He was like, do you know what? I didn't even clock. He just thought, we'll go for a nice meal. And I'm seeing her now. So I'm going to tell her that. It's like they don't think.
Why?
So now, anytime I'm going out to eat now, or if I'm meeting someone that I like, I'm like, are you going to pick me?
Exactly.
You're going to call it quits.
You can't even enjoy your meal. Who knows what could be around the corner?
Are we going out for a meal, or are you telling me you don't like me?
You should have the opposite reaction. You should eat well, because that might be the last time.
Can I get this? Can I get that?
I'll have another,
can I get this?
I'll have another.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I take a doggy bag? Exactly. Because I don't know if you're gonna. And then he'll be like, "Sis, why did you order so much?
I was hungry." Okay, and that's the long and short of that.
So silly. Yeah, they're friends now, which is nice. And then Sutton's talking about her criteria for her dating.
Yeah, so it's everyone's criteria.
Yeah, she's just keeping it simple.
Tall, educated.
That's what we want.
And likes.
But she didn't say money. That's not everyone's criteria, because everyone wants some money on it.
Yeah, but we know. Look at who she's asking to set her up.
Can you imagine?
I want her to set me up.
Who, Crystal?
Yeah.
Who do you want? Do you want to marry someone like Mr. Lion King over there?
Maybe.
Okay. You sounded like Dorit.
Maybe. Jackie. PK. Baby.
Oh, they Papa. Have a nice look. I think they like each other, that family.
Yeah, definitely.
That PK, and they really get along well. You would laugh a lot with PK. He's so funny. Save the ankle.
No, not the brain.
Save the ankle.
But it's because he is
he's so
British.
Funny. Yeah.
It's a and different
so we get
humor,
that humour. Yeah. And we'll be bending up this all day.
Yeah, I would want Crystal to set me up. Crystal knows people, money men.
Yeah, I'm a
that's
money man.
That's why she didn't have to
Do you
say
you know that song? I'm a money man. I turn pennies into pounds, pounds into fivers, blues into browns. That was on.
I really like
it. Do you remember it?
From what?
It was on
Channel U.
Yes. And they're from Birmingham.
Yeah.
I'm a straight money man.
This is why I always say the Birmingham accent is the best accent.
My brother's got a Birmingham accent because he's from Birmingham, and he sent me a voice note yesterday.
Can
it's
you
fantastic.
Play it to me after?
Yeah, I will. I just play it. It was fantastic. He's like, what's better? He's like, is jollof rice better than rice and peas? Then I was like, 1,000,000%. He's like, right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Oh, he's the other side.
Yeah, he's Jamaican.
Jamaica.
He's never had jollof.
Never.
I said, bro, how have you never had?
What sister are you?
He lives in Birmingham, babes.
You've got to come round.
That's what I said. I was like, next time you're in London, we're going to chop jollof like.
But you need a home cooked one, because
that's what I'm saying. I don't know, but then maybe do I take him to like Bar Beach Grill, like what, or do a Sappho? I went to that one in Brixton, but he's also about the scenes. He wanted to look nice, like where he's eating, and that place doesn't look nice.
To be honest, if you've never tasted jollof before, you can eat any jollof.
Well, do you know what? We'll just do takeaway. I'll buy it and we can eat in the house.
Yeah. But outside jollof is hit and miss. A home cooked jollof is always
that jollof at that Asafo is never miss.
But what did you say you didn't like about it?
No, the scene. So,
oh, you didn't like where it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get that and he'll enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll chop well.
Oh, now I want. I might go Bar Beach Grill, actually.
Let's go.
When do you want to go?
We should go with Garner Crew.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking about going in the next 3 to 4 days. Like, I'm not.
Okay, we can, but we should also do that. And
yeah,
then
but they're going to be long.
Yeah, so we can go twice.
Well, we could actually go in the next 3 to 4 days, and the Garner crew who are in the close proximity could come.
Right.
And then the one who's like in
another world
can just make it whenever he makes it. He's actually meant to be here doing this with us.
Can you imagine? We'll never see him.
No, he wants to.
He better get him mic'd up. But anyway, we digress.
We digress so much.
They're friends, which is great. She wants to get hooked up.
Yeah, so do I.
And then we've got the next scene with Erica and...
Erica and Garcelle working out together.
Working out. Do you think that was a bit awkward for them, the meet-up?
Well, I'm not sure, because Erica did seem genuinely happy to see her. She was like,
but she did, and she said, yeah, that's it. But then Erica seemed genuinely happy to see Sutton in... She was like, I'm sorry for what I did in the last season.
That is true.
So she could be faking
it. We don't
it,
trust Erica.
Basically. And Garcelle basically said she should say sorry to Sutton.
Yeah, and she's like, for what? So I think Erica's got that amnesia
that her husband's
told,
got.
Teddy told her she had that.
Yeah, exactly. She's got amnesia and she's what's going through with Tom as well.
For what? For your vile behaviour.
For your vile behaviour. I'm
that twisted up face that she was doing.
And the tears and the hair.
Oh, come for you. Are you okay? She could never. I would love her.
I'd be
to
like, come for who?
What money? Come, Erica?
Come. I'd be like, come then. I'm here. What are you doing? Yeah, stop your coming and come.
You, your fraudster husband.
Right.
You're all going. I'm gonna be down.
Like, you were all a part of it. She knew. Yeah, she was just like, I'm not saying sorry.
And I love when Garcelle's like, Erica.
Yeah, sighing. She's just like, sis. Like, yeah, grow up.
I really can't.
She doesn't care. You said that she's a villain.
She's a villain. Erica's a true villain. And I know we just discussed how much I love villains.
Yeah, but do you love this one?
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Damn.
She's not. Because she is not like... Do you know what? The reason I like the villains is because they're usually better, more skilled and smarter.
They're
than
so
the,
smart.
Yeah, than the
good basic guys. Main exactly. character.
Like Harry Potter, as if. As if.
Like Voldemort would have killed you from a long if. Time.
Voldemort is such a skilled wizard.
Right, and Harry Potter said nothing about his love skilled. Life.
Exactly.
And Quidditch.
Only knew Expelliarmus.
Thank you.
That is a disarming spell. What is that going to do? So, sorry, guys. I am such a Harry Potter fan. So
I love
is,
Harry Potter nerds.
This is me. Honestly, I was watching.
I read it all and watched them all, but I still wouldn't have been able to say that.
Expelliarmus.
Just that. That's the only one he knew.
Yeah, that is.
That's
and
jokes.
Stupefy.
Oh, God.
As well. Wow. That stuff. I'm a real geek.
Where would you belong? Would you have Harry Potter bed sheets?
What, in the Harry Potter verse?
In your life?
Like, no, because obviously I like a certain aesthetic. But I would encourage my child to have Harry Potter
bed sheets.
Yeah.
No, my kid can't run that still.
Up until they're
age
about,
of three.
No, they need to read it.
I'm talking about bed sheets, boo.
Yeah, but they're not going to be three and like,
right.
Yeah, and have read it to like
to
it.
Know what
but
it
if
is.
If they were like seven and read it and wanted the Harry Potter bed sheets, I'd be like, yeah, you can get it.
Cool. I
but
get
this
you.
Is not going to extend into teenagehood.
By the age of 11, let's cut it. Quit
but
it.
You still need to like Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter's
I'm a
lit.
Big grown woman.
It's
and
lit.
Yeah.
It's good. It's all about the vibes.
So where do I land in...
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Nick, Harry Potter,
yeah, like,
nerd lifestyle.
Very up there.
Like 11 out of 10.
Oh yeah, 100%. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm proud of it.
Girl.
I love it.
Giddy.
But Erica's not a smart or cunning.
Also,
villain.
She puts on that low voice and, oh, I'm Erica. And, oh.
1 minute she's like, ah.
Yeah, yeah. And next she's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna eat a pizza. Yeah.
When you order, what is it she ordered?
Pizza.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
When you wake up and see the rappers, like Erica, we don't
stop
feel
performing.
Sorry for you, sis. There is no sympathy over here.
Seriously.
So you ate tacos, okay?
Okay. So then she's talking about that the she didn't say the course got acquitted. She didn't say she got acquitted, did she?
She said that. They disproved, because you know Sutton was like, her husband put $20 million in her LLC.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have not watched the last season, a quick rundown, Erica's husband, Erica's married to a very rich husband, Tom Girardi, very rich lawyer. He has been embezzling funds from his firm to fund, apparently, her pop career. Anyway,
right.
So he put $20 million in her LLC. And she is saying that's been disproven. No, no, he didn't. But Garcelle's point is, well, the producers were like, oh, when was that disproven?
And that's what I wrote. I said the producers don't even believe that she's telling the truth, because the information hasn't come out.
Exactly.
And if she was telling the truth, 100%, even if it was in the LA Times or whatever,
it would be
in any blog.
At least Instagram.
They'd be like, exactly. And she herself would put it out.
Exactly.
Because she'll be like, told you bitches.
Exactly.
She's not going to be like, my silence is. No. She's got a point to prove.
Exactly.
She'd be the first.
Exactly.
So yeah, I don't believe her.
And who is she talking to like this? How can you talk to your colleagues like this?
She's not nice.
Tell Bravo
to go do the research. It's them. The lawyers did it.
You're swearing at people. Are you all right? Where's your manners?
She shouldn't be on the show.
I agree.
One of them needs to go. Her or Rinna. I'm over it. They've had enough time.
I think she needs to go. They've had
enough time.
Let's watch the season. I might change my mind.
You might, but anyway, you might. Cool. And then Garcelle doesn't believe her either, though.
No,
Garcelle's just
like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she was looking for a response from Garcelle, and she was like,
okay. She wanted Garcelle to be like, oh, congrats.
Yeah,
when?
She was just like,
okay.
She's done well, actually, because even like watching the previous season, she was like, she didn't ever say, yeah, she's done it, and she didn't say she hasn't done it. She's just like, okay.
Yeah.
The perfect response.
But even her being like, it's time to have fun. No, it's not.
Fun for what?
She was like, so Garcelle was like, oh, is everything over? She's like, no, it's not over, but
no, but what? Fun doing what? That's what I'm asking.
You've been having fun.
Exactly. You've been getting private jets and doing... You where's her music career? She's still making songs. Gone down
the pan.
Yeah, so talk to me about that. What's happened with it?
Well, clearly nothing. Because who's going to fund it? It's exactly. Not like she was an actual where's all signed
her,
musician.
All her creative director career and all these people.
The dancers.
Yeah. The whole of them.
She clearly made no money from music.
Thank you. Is this expensive to be mad? That's her song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, she's just trying to just like brush everything under the carpet, and she's not. She always finds a way to just avoid the questions or say she can't say it. But then 3 weeks later, she'll say it or she'll tell another part of the story. Sis, stop it.
Oh, I'm not trying to hear it from you anymore.
Anyway, we move on to Dorit in her house and the kids doing martial arts. That's
so cute.
The cutest kids. And I was saying how Jaggy is Dorit's twin, yeah. And Phoenix is PK's, yeah. But she's still so cute.
Very cute.
Oh, and even he still talks like this a bit.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and he's 7 years old
I
now.
I like his accent. Me too. Yeah, it's very cute.
It's very cute. Because Phoenix doesn't talk like that.
I haven't really heard.
She doesn't talk as much. I like how Garcelle was calling Dorit like the sisters from a long time. Yeah, FaceTime as well.
Wow. It's nice that they've made up.
Yeah, because I didn't like how they were, her and Rinna, or my Garcelle.
And also, the beef with Garcelle and Dorit, I don't even know what it stemmed from.
Exactly. It was just basically Garcelle throwing digs at Dorit, which everybody did. But I think Dorit didn't like it because Garcelle was new.
Oh, you think that's why?
Yeah, well, the rest of them did it to Dorit when she was new. Mm. So it's like, okay, well, I'm the new one, so I better learn to accept this. Yeah, Whereas, she's probably thinking, where are you coming from? You're doing jabs. Yeah. Sis, I've been here longer than you. Oh, this is my show.
Okay.
Probably. And then so calling her a bully and blah, blah, blah. She's and then like, how can you call me a bully when you're Rinna, sis, Rinna,
she bullied Erica, people off the whole show.
Thank
LVP.
You. LVP. Exactly. The LVP who set up a whole plot and scheme.
Exactly.
Right. Then we've got Rinna barking at our babe's Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who's her actual friend.
Her friend of over a decade.
That's mad.
Literally. So let's keep facts. And she goes, no, I didn't mean that. You weren't a bully. Right, then, sis. Okay, cool. And then later that night, we're going to get into it.
Yeah, so later that night is Dorit's shocking and scary robbery.
Mm-hmm.
They just show, like, kind of what happens, but she retells the story. But so we see the footage of what happens. But
hooded geezers.
Yeah, but then they skip straight to the next morning. All the women are arriving at her house the next
that's really
day.
Sweet.
That's really sweet. Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
And it's really good that her kids were asleep, so they don't even know that this happened.
Yeah.
Crystal and Lisa are off to
plan Harry's birthday, his 70th.
Yeah, so so I'll get to
what you're about to say in a sec.
Yeah, what am I about to say?
I know, but go on.
Does about Harry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get to
does
it.
Harry look good for 70? I think he does, but
I don't know any 70.
That's exactly what I said.
Actually, my auntie is 70, and she looks better.
Well, of course,
but. You know how it is, girl.
Yeah.
But
I would like to think of other 70-year-olds, but I was surprised that he was 70.
I am too. I thought he was at 65.
Oh, that's 70 then, isn't
it? It isn't.
It is.
It isn't.
I just thought...
70, he could be a granddad.
Yeah,
and he's got
20-year-old. I'm surprised that he's 70.
Exactly.
Like,
his kids are 23.
Kids are
yeah, but then he has an older son, remember?
Oh, yeah, he does.
With that previous woman.
I would like to see the son.
Yeah, they never bring him in. You never come on the show. You never show us your face.
I wonder if Lisa gets on with him. He probably thinks that
he probably
thinks
they're mad.
Yeah.
That relationship is so strange, and he loves her so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're like... yin and yang, I guess.
But I guess she really likes him as well.
They like each other.
Because don't you just think, like, even if you don't like someone,
yeah.
When someone likes you, you're like, oh, Oh.
Yeah. You like me too.
Okay. So now maybe there's a reason
that we are together.
Now let me explore this a little bit more.
Yeah. They like each other. Even she says it. She goes, I still don't know why this man loves me and he married me because we're completely opposites. Yeah, he goes camping in holes and she stays at home dancing in the house on Instagram.
Well. Oh gosh, so Kyle, I'm sorry, Kyle is an actress.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Kyle is on.
She makes
Halloween
everything about her.
Every single thing. What is the show?
I'm sick of her.
What's her film that she's famous for?
Halloween.
That is the set that she was on. You're staring out the window waiting for something to arrive as if there's not
security.
Seven people in the room with
Thank you. Thank you.
There are seven people right. in the room you could be talking to.
Thank you.
Kyle, we know this is a reality TV. We know what's going on.
We know that this scene has been set up. So Sutton arrives and it was quite... What was going on with her?
She did not care.
Why though?
I don't know why.
I was disappointed.
Me too. Because
I'm like, you're my sis.
Maybe she didn't believe her.
Maybe she didn't believe her. Maybe she just like had a busy day. I can't even bother to talk about her today.
About someone's... Yeah,
she tried to compare whatever
her like visa issues.
Oh,
like,
girl,
like,
bye! It's not the same. Someone putting a gun in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
With their two children under seven exactly. in the next room.
That was really
weird. I was disappointed. I hope Andy calls her out on that.
I'm sure he will.
He's probably like, no. Mm-hmm. Also, Andy asks all the right questions. It's like he does a study, and he'll be like, "Yeah, but you didn't say that though."
I think not saying Andy is not good at his job.
But other people are putting together the thing.
Oh yeah, 100% Andy doesn't think of those questions. But also those other people, I think they just go on Twitter.
What other people?
The production staff.
Oh right, and fine questions.
What are people wondering about?
No, but that's true. But what he does, because I've watched a recent reunion, is that some things that I may have forgot, he'll be like, okay, so you said this. And then they'll be like, no, actually, what I did say. And then he'll be like, no, you didn't. You said this. And then you backtrack. Like, he comes with the evidence, like what Lisa did. Is it Lisa? In Salt Lake City. And she came. Is that her name?
There's a Lisa
Meredith.
In Salt Lake City. Yeah.
Meredith
was like,
said,
yeah
she came with the fact. Do you know what I mean?
She's a lawyer.
She was fact checking and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. She's like, but then I then said this.
Yeah.
And that's what Andy does. Because I'm like, how do you not remember this?
I'd remember.
Oh, yeah, you've got
I would
memory.
Do this job.
Oh, yeah. Let's just do it. Let's
how?
Real Housewives of...
I'll do my own reunion. Hey, guys.
Real Housewives of Lewisham. Or we'll just call it the Women of Lewisham or something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Something. No, hardly all of these are housewives.
It's
anyway.
An easy job, though.
Yeah.
Because we like to talk.
Yeah.
So we could just do it.
Exactly. We're doing it now.
Right. We getting paid for it?
Yes.
Right.
It's coming.
It's the cash is there. So yeah, Sutton disappointed me, I have to say.
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
And then Carl was even looking at her like, huh?
Yeah.
She's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And then being like, I need to get therapy, so I booked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Sutton, but we're not
really
talking
died.
About you. It's not about you. She was acting extremely self-absorbed. But then we go on to... So we said Harry's birthday already.
I liked Lisa's snake print up and down in that.
Can't remember.
She had like a really nice snake print shirt and skirt.
Shirt and skirt. She likes snake print. She likes leopard print. And she likes wearing blazers.
Yeah, and sunglasses.
Yeah, that's her look.
And logos.
And then we're talking about Carl and Eric... Carl and Erica, Carl and Sutton back in the house, and she's talking about she's dating again,
mm-hmm.
and how Erica is too. Is she dating or is she having sex? Because she said she's having sex. She said she's not dating.
Yeah, but Carl is like she's not going on the apps, and then Sutton has a little shady dig.
A little
there.
Shady.
Like, well, I'm not looking. I
shady,
think
JD.
I've got a different criteria than your friend. I love how she called her
your friend.
Yeah.
What annoyed me, obviously, Erica is not our biggest fan, but she said you lot are still friends with her. My thing with friendships is that just because you lot have beefed doesn't mean that I should now stop being friends
with
her.
But I don't think that's what she means.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what
she
meant.
You are still friends with her even though she's done this heinous crime.
Yeah, not about
me,
just about her in this world.
Like, could you be friends with someone that like does this?
Something yeah. We had no moral compass.
It's, yeah. Right. I don't think she means her.
Okay, I get it. I get it. Because
she was even saying to Garcelle, I can't believe we're going to work out.
Yeah, that's
with
what
her.
She said.
But
yeah.
Ultimately, you're on a TV show.
So you have to meet up with
in
her.
In 2 days, you're going to meet up with her. So.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you don't like her in that lunch, exactly. You're going to be sitting at the same table with her. Carl is still defending her, which is strange. Let's get over
they
it.
They all need to get over this obsession.
But remember, like, this filming was done 2 months after the reunion, so it was still quite fresh to still what everything is happening.
Yeah, I guess so.
But still.
Still.
Yeah.
I love that they just film back to back to back, because I don't want to miss a moment.
When do they... I feel like they film and then they stop, because they have to watch the show, and then they do the reunion... And then they stop for 2 months and then they carry
so
on filming.
So I think they're either still filming, they're probably still filming now or like the end of the season now.
Yeah, just and dribs and drabs.
And they're going to shoot the reunion soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're not even doing a lot. Like they've got smaller cameras and less of a...
exactly.
A whole party with them.
Exactly.
Okay, and then later on, they all meet at Carl's house. She invites them all around to just talk to Dorit and comfort her.
Mm-hmm.
Erica.
So Erica comes in. Because Carl was saying that Erica hasn't forgiven her because of Dorit, Kyle, PK and Mauricio laughing at that dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
But Erica forgives very quickly, but maybe it's because Mauricio's not their friend.
Maybe because... So Saturn was saying it's because they're men. That's what she said. She said she forgave the men quite quickly, but she couldn't forgive me.
What but do you think? I don't think it's because of that.
Yeah, because she hated PK ages ago. She wasn't... Remember when...
Yeah,
in that
she
season,
really hated him. Yeah,
she wasn't trying to forgive him.
But also, if my boyfriend laughed at you or my husband laughed at you, were you going to be upset with me?
Not with you. I'd just be like, sis. But then I wouldn't...
But I laughed
I wouldn't blame
him.
You.
But I laughed with
you. I know. But like, I'd be more upset with you rather than the husband.
Yeah, but she seems to have... Yeah, I mean, if it was the other way around, I don't really
care.
Why
are you not laughing at me?
I don't really care.
Behind my back.
Does.
I'd be a bit embarrassed more.
Yeah.
I'd feel embarrassed.
She has no shame, so she's not embarrassed.
There you go. Yeah.
Are you shocked that Dorit came? I was.
I'm really confused about everything.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, 100%. I'm confused by... Because, you know, there's rumours that it was fake.
There you go.
I don't believe it's fake.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you. I and this is what I've said. I don't know how much of reality TV I can believe these days. And that's the problem. So you watch it and be like, was it set up? Was it just for TV? Was it fake? Why did they come to Dorit's house? Like, there's all these questions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Because apparently these lots always get burgled anyway. Because Kyle did. And then who else did?
Teddy, I'm sure. I don't
know. Yeah, Teddy. Mm. And then another one of Kyle's friends. That's when they saw LVP.
Yeah,
at the lie detector test. And then even when Lisa Renner had the dresses in her basement. And then Andy was saying to her, remove those dresses from your basement. Because someone gonna come for them.
Yeah.
So I feel like... In Beverly Hills, as much as security as they have, it's gonna happen. It's true. I don't think I'll be leaving my kids at home the next day. As much as their security and nanny, you're coming with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Because I'm not even staying in that house.
Yeah, we're moving.
Yeah, I'm out. We're staying somewhere else.
We're staying in someone's house.
Boarded up the window.
Exactly.
We've got like how many foot fence so that no one can come in.
But so I was confused because I was like, if you have a job, but every single job is gonna let you have some time off if that has just happened. Like,
here on the show?
Yeah, I was like, well,
they
maybe,
shouldn't let her film. Is that what you're saying?
I was thinking maybe the reason she's filming is because they're like, well, you've got a job to do.
I feel like she probably doesn't mind.
But wouldn't you mind?
It's reality TV. They want
someone. Oh yeah. Okay, fine. So let's
take
away the cameras.
Do you know what I mean? So it's content.
Let's take away the cameras then. Is that what you would do the day you got
robbed? I'm not going to the house.
You come to me.
100%.
I'm not going to Carl's house.
Ever.
So I thought that was strange. But her telling the story was so sad.
Yeah, it was very sad. Yeah. And they said, just kill her, just kill her. And she said she just put her hands over her head. That was frightening.
Yeah. Because, like, imagine they killed her and her kids came in.
Yeah, she's like, my kids need their mum.
Yeah.
And she's right, they do.
Yeah.
She loves those kids.
Yeah.
Papa.
Jackie. Jackie is so cute.
His little haircut.
I love him.
His little big eyes. He's the cutest thing. Yeah.
But why do you think they...
let her leave the phone?
Yeah.
Do you think that the thieves know who she is? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like she's on TV. And
yeah, 100%.
And so maybe that's why.
That's why they let her
have I don't
her
know. Phone. Like, I just don't get it.
I don't know why they would let her have her phone. I don't
why even are they
know
familiar with her?
Say. Well, they're familiar with her because they obviously...
I felt like they feel sorry for her.
Why would you let... If you're a proper thief, if you're...
I'm not leaving the phone. Someone, I'm going to kill
exactly.
you.
Exactly. If you've got
Either I'm
going to
kill you
kill,
and or I'm taking your phone.
Why would you leave the phone? She's going to immediately dial 911.
Exactly.
And she's
so
like,
you,
describe you and be like, 10
they look
seconds
like this.
Ago, these people wearing
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
So why would you leave
so
the phone?
So do you think they burglars actually know her?
Personally?
I don't know.
Well, if... Why would they leave? I just don't know what they'd
leave. Yeah, that was weird.
That was strange to me. Because also, I don't even know why you'd ask.
Can you leave the phone? Why would they take the phone? They've got jewellery. The
but
phone
they
is...
obviously had the phone. Oh, I don't know.
The
don't...
phone is pointless to them because she's going to block
a,
it.
What is
yeah,
iPhone?
What's that iPhone?
Got, like,
millions.
Bags
thank
and
you.
And
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So the phone conversation
kind of
is just strange. Yeah.
Like, oh.
And then you see the phone flashing.
Yeah. Because they definitely did leave the phone.
They left it.
It's not like that's the only phone in the whole house and she wouldn't be able to call 911 without that phone. Or she couldn't just like go to her next door neighbor's house.
I just have so many questions about it. And then also, how did they know that was her bedroom and not the kids' room?
I guess they just went anywhere.
Yeah, and what is the chances of them going into each room first? They went all the way, they broke into the house.
Yeah, that's a big
house. Do you know what I'm saying? How do they know where to go?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying that it was fixed. It's just, and also we don't know the front door of Dorit. They might have Jaggy and Phoenix
on the doors
or really
kid-like
room.
Yeah. But also, you're right. It could be people who've come in there and like fixed
something. That's what
something,
I'm saying.
Fitted something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they're quite familiar with it. Because to leave the phone means that you have some sort of affection, connection, like,
but
why
no,
burglars aren't
had,
nice.
But they had a gun to her head.
And one of them didn't want to kill and the other was.
So maybe that's what the one that left the phone.
So maybe one of the person came to fix the house and the other person was just an accomplice that has no emotional bond or ties to them.
Birkin bags and riches.
And
going,
it's just like,
so
okay, we need money.
Got us doing CSI.
I mean, I'm a detective.
It's a different show now.
Yeah, it was just a bit. And then... Oh God, she annoyed me in this whole scene.
Me
her
too.
Facial expressions. It was
when
she's looking
was
at
like,
PK.
They had a gun in her head, Garcelle. Yeah, Garcelle didn't say they didn't.
Right? What are you talking about?
The story just like, what's wrong with you?
Gosh, annoying.
I was like, who invited her?
Yeah, why are you here? Go away. And then PK.
Okay, this is another thing that was weird. Why is he calling Kyle?
You're right. When he arrived.
And why is he going to Kyle's house? I would be like...
I'm going to see my kids!
I would be like, why are you even there? We go home.
Let's go.
Meet me at home.
With the kids.
Why am I first going to Kyle's house?
To go and say hello to Mo.
And see Mo.
Yeah.
And Kyle is now catering at your house. Like, what?
Yeah, this isn't a get-together. I literally just arrived and the house got... I need to see if everything's all right.
But it did look good. And
the
so,
food looked good,
right?
I was like, wow.
I love.
Did you see asparagus there?
Yeah, there was asparagus and chicken. I love that you can go to someone's house and there's catering.
Oh, I just got catering.
I just got catering.
Yeah,
next
last
time
minute.
House, there's going to be catering.
There's not.
It will be. There will be.
There
I guarantee
will
you.
Not be.
I will be the caterer.
Okay, I'm coming tomorrow. And I don't want you to be the caterer.
So there won't be.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks. Right. Yeah, I don't know. That was just a bit weird, but it was very sad watching them hug each other and crying.
So
he said, I can't
sad.
Wait to just get home and hold you
so
in the bed.
Go. Go now.
Like, let's go right now. I just think it was a bit peculiar, and I did, like I said, thought it was a bit
staged,
a little bit. I hope God forbid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the robbery was staged, but that
some of it was just a bit off.
Was a bit like, yeah, I don't bit, really get why. Like, we're
why
here.
Did who forced that scene? Did the producer say everyone needs to come to Carl's house? Why couldn't everyone go to Dorit's house and then Carl could have organized catering for them there at Dorit's time? Yeah, like, do we need to meet? Day. I don't want to see you.
The same day.
Yeah, I have other friends as well, you know.
Exactly. Like my mum.
Family.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks. But yeah, so the ending was really sad and you can see that Dorit was really triggered.
Yeah, so that like
phone. That made me sad.
Me too. And
she's like, go get your phone. Go and get your phone. He's like, my AirPod.
I'm okay.
And crying with her hands.
Yeah.
That kind of spun me. I was like, sis, I wanted to hug her.
Yeah, me too.
And that's what's mad. These dogs can sit there and watch this woman cry and no one, not even a producer can come and be like, rub her back.
I know.
They just need their show.
Yeah.
That is sick.
She's sitting there breaking crying, down.
And you lot are just like, panning in.
Exactly.
Zooming in.
But this is why you're also sick if you're on this show.
Yeah.
Because if I'm that breaking down like sweet. This,
I'm getting it. I'm crying in the car. That's what I was like, why is she crying on the bench? Exactly. I'm crying in the car.
But I'm also not there.
Yeah, I'll do the show. I've already said I'll do the show. No one will bug on me, so I don't have a Birkin. I'm good.
But you wouldn't be on the show without a Birkin.
Not this show. I might be on a different show.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. I might be on boot camp.
Yeah, boot camp or whatever it's called.
Hip hop edition. Exactly. Definitely. Yeah, man. The tears seemed real. And it was sad. But then we went on to... That was the end of the show,
that
right?
That was the end. And it was such a nice episode. Well, not nice.
It was a good start.
It was a very good start.
It was very good.
Because now I'm like...
What's going to happen, boo?
I'm geared up and ready.
Exactly.
I wish it was tomorrow. It might be tomorrow.
Yeah, it could is tomorrow. Be tomorrow. Yeah,
we'll have a recap on Thursday.
Next... So they don't say next week. They say...
So they give us a season preview.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It does look good. Who's this new person?
Oh, I don't know, but I love her.
She looks shady.
Like, it's called Nouveau Riche.
Yeah, love, her lips, everything. She just looks like she's bougie.
I love, like, when people, new money people, say it's new money. And she's like, yeah, Carl's like, that's a lot of Cartier. She's like, yeah, I'm new money.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
I don't care.
I'm going to show
I'm
going
to buy it.
Yeah.
And it looks like Erica seems to be coming, she's going to come across so badly.
Which is
season.
Finally.
But she's been coming across badly.
I know, but we need to keep it up so she can come off. So she's showing her true character. She started off badly when she was rude to Eileen. Don't you dare talk about
that. Exactly. You don't know what I go through.
And then Teddy, and she's cussing him at
but
the table.
I didn't mind because of
because Teddy's so annoying.
So
I was like,
boring.
Thank God.
So
get
boring.
Teddy out.
Please get Teddy away.
She's
from
out.
There.
Thank God.
And
yeah.
Lisa, Rinna, G will stop at nothing to make sure these Richard sisters don't like
she
each
hates
other.
Them. But then she's quiet when Erica's got accusations against widows
and orphans.
And burnt victims.
So you're upset that Kim drank alcohol again.
Thank you.
That's her life, sis.
She's alcoholic.
Right.
And Kim's not even on the show. Leave them alone. Back to Erica. Crystal says something in the preview. She said, why are you still...
Erica's like, you're on the side of the victims.
And she's like, should I not cool? be?
What
no, she's like, still cool. She's
that,
like...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're very sick.
And that was the point of that reunion as well. There was like, you just didn't even seem like you cared. It was like, oh, yeah, the victims. But what about me? It always came back to me.
Yeah. She's like, well, there goes my expensive to be me career.
Exactly. But yeah, great episode. Really good start. We have to plug our socials.
Yes. So please interact with us and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at
Now That's a Read.
And Now That's a Read Pod on Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
Yeah, talk to us because we want to talk about this show so much.
Always.
Okay, so yeah.
That's been an episode.
See you next time.
Ciao.